Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's edition of Healthline, we provide tips on caring for newborn babies. Ask any new parent and they will tell you that while it's extremely fulfilling, it can be very overwhelming, especially for those who've never experienced the demands of parenthood firsthand. Some new parents approach babies as they would the task of unfolding a wet winning lottery ticket, overprotective and anxious not to make a wrong move. It's not hard to understand why, since babies are highly vulnerable and factoring the emotions, responsibility and first-time nature of parenting, the combination can make for a stressful environment. But pediatrician and neonatologist at the University Hospital of the West Indies, UHWI, Dr. Blondell Crosdale, says babies are not as fragile as they may seem.
They're not as fragile, but they do require special care because, especially for a new-time mom who is just being exposed to caring for a baby, it's important that they really know what to expect in terms of caring for the baby and what is going to happen in terms of their home once the baby reaches home. So there's going to be so many changes that is going to occur.
Dr. Crosdale says one of the first things to consider after birth is properly transporting the baby home from the hospital. Believe it or not, she says, carrying the baby in your arms is not the safest way.
It is not in the baby's best interest for the baby to be in a car, in the parent's arms. A car seat is recommended because anything can happen when you're on your way home. That's the first thing. Baby leaves the hospital, the parent should get a car seat and get it properly fitted, rear facing. That's in the best interest of a baby. So that's one of the first things that can be harmful if it's not fitted properly. Because some parents, when they're driving, they want to look in the mirror, look at the baby's face, but the car seat is actually supposed to be rear facing.
It's also recommended that the baby should not sleep with either parent. Instead, the child should sleep in his or her own crib. Newborn babies do not have very strong immune systems, so keeping the child away from others who could be carrying illnesses is crucial to their health. Because of their weakened immune system, all the baby's things should be washed by hand to ensure optimal cleanliness. Dr. Crosdale says if the mother is breastfeeding, the baby may feed every 2 hours and should ensure the breast is empty after feeding and the baby put to sleep.
The baby must be ideally be put on the back to sleep. This is a concept that has been in for a long time because putting baby on their tummy is at risk of a condition we call sudden infant death syndrome, in which therefore that babies who are put on the tummy to sleep are at risk of dying. So it's recommended that all babies be placed on the back. A lot of parents like to, well, usually put them on the tummy, and they can put them on the side, but there's a risk that they could actually fall on their tummy, and that can increase the risk of having sudden infant death syndrome.
For babies who are not breastfed, Dr. Crosdale is encouraging parents to carefully read the instructions on the formula tin, as improper mixing can put babies at risk for constipation. Properly caring for your newborn baby can be hard, but with practice, precautions, and checks with your pediatrician, the process can be made easier. And we hope these tips provide a helpful guide. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to tune in next week for part 2 of a 2-part look on caring for your newborn. Until next time, stay healthy.
Police emergency.
Good night, officer. I hope the thieves them don't give the police them no trouble tonight. Cause you know them a loser.
Thank you, ma'am. If you see anything, though, don't be afraid to call us and keep safe.
Yes, man. Uno are my best friend.
All right. That's good to know. Have a good night, ma'am.
All right.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force is urging persons to use the police 119 number only for situations that require immediate assistance from the police, fire department, or ambulance. Doing otherwise could delay assistance to someone with a real emergency, a message from the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.